and he saw himself, possessor of the Hallows, facing Voldemort, whose Horcruxes were no match. Neither can live while the other survives. Was this the answer? Hallows versus Horcruxes? Was there a way, after all, to ensure that he was the one who triumphed? If he were the master of the Deathly Hallows, would he be safe? Harry? But he scarcely heard Hermione. He had pulled out his invisibility cloak and was running it through his fingers, the cloth supple as water, light as air. He had never seen anything to equal it in his nearly 7 years in the wizarding world. The cloak was exactly what Xenophilius had described. A cloak that really and truly renders the wearer completely invisible and endures eternally, giving constant and impenetrable concealment, no matter what spells are cast at it. And then, with a gasp, he remembered. Dumbledore had my cloak the night my parents died. His voice shook, and he could feel the colour in his face, but he did not care. My mum told Sirius that Dumbledore borrowed the cloak. This is why. He wanted to examine it, because he thought it was the third Hallow. Ignotus Peveril is buried in Godric's Hollow. Harry was walking blindly around the tent, feeling as though great new vistas of truth were opening all around him. He's my ancestor. I'm descended from the third brother. It all makes sense. He felt armed in certainty in his belief in the Hallows, as if the mere idea of possessing them was giving him protection, and he felt joyous as he turned back to the other two. Harry, said Hermione again, but he was busy undoing the pouch around his neck, his fingers shaking hard. Read it, he told her, pushing his mother's letter into her hand. Read it! Dumbledore had the cloak, Hermione. Why else would he want it? He didn't need a cloak. He could perform a disillusionment charm so powerful that he made himself completely invisible without one. Something fell to the floor and rolled, glittering under a chair. He had dislodged the snitch when he pulled out the letter. He stooped to pick it up, and then the newly tapped spring of fabulous discoveries threw him another gift. And shock and wonder erupted inside him so that he shouted out, "It's in here! He left me the ring! It's in the snitch! You reckon?" He could not understand why Ron looked taken aback. It was so obvious, so clear to Harry. Everything fit. Everything. His cloak was the third Hallow, and when he discovered how to open the snitch, he would have the second. And then all he needed to do was find the first Hallow, the Elder Wand, and then... But it was as though a curtain fell on a lit stage. All his excitement, all his hope and happiness were extinguished at a stroke. And he stood alone in the darkness, and the glorious spell was broken. That's what he's after. The change in his voice made Ron and Hermione look even more scared. You know who's after the Elder Wand. He turned his back on their strained, incredulous faces. He knew it was the truth. It all made sense. Voldemort was not seeking a new wand. He was seeking an old wand, a very old wand indeed. Harry walked to the entrance of the tent, forgetting about Ron and Hermione as he looked out into the night, thinking. Voldemort had been raised in a Muggle orphanage. Nobody could have told him the tales of Beedle the Bard when he was a child, any more than Harry had heard them. Hardly any wizards believed in the Deathly Hallows. Was it likely that Voldemort knew about them? Harry gazed into the darkness. If Voldemort had known about the Deathly Hallows, surely he would have sought them, done anything to possess them. Three objects that made the possessor master of death? If he had known about the Deathly Hallows, he might not have needed Horcruxes in the first place. Didn't the simple fact that he had taken a Hallow and turned it into a Horcrux demonstrate that he did not know this last great wizarding secret? Which meant that Voldemort sought the Elder Wand without realizing its full power, without understanding that it was one of three. For the wand was the Hallow that could not be hidden, whose existence was best known. The bloody trail of the Elder Wand is splattered across the pages of wizarding history.